Bolster number 4. We're all doing the best we can right now. The fourth and final piece was a true paradigm shift for me when I heard it first spoken. And this concept is short and sweet. It provides us with a fresh way to look at our lives and all of the people around us, a mindset to help cultivate a greater sense of ease. The healing that comes from this idea sounds simple, and yet its effect can be quite profound. It helps us to let go of shame and of feelings of unworthiness. Mostly, it's about forgiveness. And like everything we're doing here, it's a practice. Again, the thing that's so helpful and supportive about the word practice is that it's not about reaching an end or a goal. It's not about the fruits of our labor or succeeding at something. It's about doing something for the sake of doing it. It's about doing little things along the way to help take care of ourselves. We're all doing the best we can right now. This idea was first introduced to me by one of my meditation teachers, Richard Miller, who's a PhD. The great writer-poet Maya Angelou puts it in this way: do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. When we put into consideration the whole picture, our whole life, our conscious thoughts and memories, and whatever is going on in our unconscious, which we are, of course, not privy to. When we consider our past, all of life's experiences, good and crummy, layered with our perceptions and misperceptions, our concerns about what's next, our current state, whether we're hungry or tired or angry or fearful, and whether we have all of the necessary information in that moment. All of this, and how much sleep we got last night, and the indigestion we might have from lunch in any given moment, goes into the decisions we make right now. It's a lot. We're complicated creatures. We all know the expression, hindsight is 20/20. If we knew yesterday what we know right now, or sometimes even 5 minutes ago, we may make a different decision or behave differently. We may handle something in a completely different way. Sometimes we just didn't know any better. We didn't have all the facts. And sometimes we acted out of anger or fear. One of my students sent me a meme a few years ago, and it said, "Anger is fear's bodyguard." It makes sense to me. If we strip away our anger about a particular situation, beneath it is usually fear. Fear of being wrong, fear of not having control, fear of losing something or someone. So how can we expect so much from ourselves when we're afraid? If a family member or friend was afraid, wouldn't we immediately try to soothe them and treat them with compassion? When we begin to consider this concept, we're all doing the best we can right now, we can learn to be gentler with ourselves and each other. We can begin to look back at our past behavior and our decisions with a sense of openness, curiosity, and ultimately an understanding. We can be kinder and more forgiving with ourselves and others. My dear friend John Serafine taught me that forgiveness is for the forgiver. It doesn't mean we condone bad behavior. It doesn't mean we forget what or who has hurt us in our lives. It means that holding on tight to resentments only causes us stress and pain. So we forgive for ourselves, so we don't have to carry it along with us. It's actually an act of self-care and love. I saw Paul McCartney interviewed a year or so ago on James Corden. They were driving around Liverpool singing one of those carpool karaoke segments. James Corden asked him where the inspiration for the song Let It Be came from. He said that his mother, whose name was Mary, passed away when he was 14. He said that at one point in his 20s, even with all of the Beatles' fame and success, he went through a very difficult spell. He was feeling sad and alone, and the words came to him in a dream. "When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be." and in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. We're all doing the best we can right now, under so many challenging and sometimes conflicting circumstances. We can make space for what comes up in our lives. It's okay to feel whatever we're feeling and ask for help when we need it. Starting where we are, treating ourselves with compassion and kindness, and taking a pause every now and then to soften into our whole selves and to let it be. Okay, let's do this together. Close your eyes and get comfortable again, and feel your feet on the floor, your back against the chair. Soften your shoulders and take a few breaths here, nice, easy breathing. And let your whole body begin to soften with each breath. Connect your mind to your breath. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Let your body breathe. Let your mind breathe. Let your feelings breathe. Rumi says, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop."